here's a question I have. Okay? Here's a question I have. Why is it that when a Muslim goes into a nightclub and slaughters 50 people, when a Muslim goes into an office building, Christmas party, slaughters 15 people, why is it when a Muslim flies an airplane into a building and kills 3,000 people, are we told not to demonize an entire religion or an entire group of people? When these incidents happen, Loretta Lynch runs out, talks about any acts of violence or even verbal abuse to a Muslim person as some form of retaliation for what another individual has done, who has twisted and perverted that religion and killed people, will not be tolerated. Remember when Loretta Lynch said that? She actually had to walk it back a little because you can't go after somebody for speech. The Obama administration scrubbed everything. Remember Ted Cruz had the whole big confrontation with Jed Johnson about how they have taken out the words Islam and jihad and Obama comes on TV. Says you can't clump entire groups of people and religion of a billion people. Can't clump them into this group and say they're all bad because of what a few bad apples have done. Now, you've seen that, right? We've been going through that for Obama's entire 7.5-year term. The networks, CNN, MSNBC, NBC, all their pundits, they've all been saying this, right? Right? And yet, when 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 police officers have engaged in questionable police tactics, there's a problem. Instantly, something is going on. Matter of fact, this is an amazing piece of tape, okay? And it almost sounds like Trump when he's talking about Islam and he's talking about Muslims. This was Elijah Cummings yesterday talking to James Comey. And I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. And imagine the police being replaced by Islam or Muslims. But just listen. This is Elijah Cummings using his time to talk about, again, these individuals who did absolutely nothing wrong and were singled out because of their race. Again, dismissing the fact that they both were stopped, pulled over, questioned because they did something wrong. That has nothing to do with race. And anything from that point forward is strictly bad policing. That's it. Now listen to Elijah Cummings. This is just really amazing. Just listen.
The C-SPAN networks bring you long-form public affairs programming from the nation's capital and are a public service of your television provider.
C-SPAN,
created by cable.
I have no further questions. I yield back.
The Mr. Director, we are about at the end. I'm going to do a concluding statement, and then I think the chairman will. I want to go back to something Ms. Watson Coleman said a little earlier. As an African-American man in this country, 66 years old, moving towards the twilight of my life, we cannot allow black men to continue to be slaughtered. This morning, I woke up to my wife literally crying, watching the tape of this guy, Anton Sterling. She looked at the one for Philando Castle in near Minneapolis, and I hope you watch them. There's something wrong with this picture. And don't get me wrong, I am all for, I've supported police, I am a lawyer, and I know how important police are, and I know there's so many great folks. But Mr. Director, if you do nothing else in your 2,000 plus days left, you have got to help us get a hold of this issue. It is so painful. I can't even begin to tell you. And so I've been fortunate in my life. I've been very fortunate that I have not been harmed by the police, but I've been stopped 50 million times. Now, with regard to this hearing, I want to thank you again.
Now, you could replace the police references with Muslim. You could replace that with Islam. You could replace all of that. Things going on. There's lots of good Muslims. I mean, you literally could replace that. Matter of fact, you could replace that with illegals. You could replace that with illegals. What this president, what the media, Black Lives Matter, the list goes on and on. What they do to the police officers is what they condemn Donald Trump and other people for doing as it pertains to Muslims or illegal aliens. It's just like this generation, this president, millennials, to talk about equality and diversity and various opinions and just being this open and diverse and this whole vibe of let's talk, let's listen, let's have different points of views, let's discuss issues. But if you don't agree with them, they'll scream at you, they'll holler at you, they'll get in your face, they'll call you a racist. The generalization that they make for cops . Imagine this. Let's take it a step further. So, could you in a million years fathom protests at mosques when a jihadi slaughters Americans? Can you imagine at mosques who've had nothing to do with the incident that transpired in Orlando or in San Bernardino? Can you imagine? Could you just fathom the uproar? But that's exactly what goes on with Black Lives Matter. That's exactly what goes on with Obama. That's exactly what goes on with the media. Can you fathom thousands and thousands and thousands of people marching on the streets of multiple cities in front of mosques and chanting and screaming? Can you fathom that? You have an incident that happens in Louisiana, or you have an incident that happens in New York City, or you have an incident that happens in Ferguson. And then 3,000 people show up in Dallas to protest something that happened in another city. And the left applauds it. Like I said in the first segment, the Dallas police, what the hell did they do? What did the Dallas police do? This incident happened in Minnesota. This incident happened in Louisiana. Everybody should pack up their cars, travel to where the incident happened, and protest there. Protest there. Protest that police department. Protest that police officer. Protest the people that did the bad job. But by protesting the people that do a good job and demonizing the people that do good jobs is no different, Donald Trump says. You have millions and millions of illegals that are here in this country. You have drug dealers, you have rapists, and some are good people. Remember when Trump said that? And the outrage? Outrage? The left? And their outrage? Donald Trump says all immigrants are rapists. All illegals are drug dealers. Well, reverse that to what the left says about cops. Police are racist. Police, as Obama said, there needs to be reform. We have problems. Now, there are some good cops. There are some good police officers. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Imagine thousands of people protesting mosques, protesting Muslims. Be pandemonium. There would be pandemonium. Pandemonium. Absolutely pandemonium. What the left says about cops and the fact that they're able to get away with demonizing 1.1 million. There's over a million police officers in the United States. There's over a million police officers. And you're talking about a handful of crappy cops? Isn't this the argument that the left makes as it pertains to Muslims? Isn't this the argument the left makes as it pertains to illegals? When you point out all of the crime that illegals commit, when you talk about the Kate Steinle and you talk about the drunk driving hit and runs in Los Angeles, when you bring that up, doesn't the left say to you, hey, you can't demonize all of the illegals here. You can't demonize all of the hard-working illegals just because you have a handful of criminals. But yet, you have over 1.1 million police officers, and somehow, when one crappy cop in Cleveland or one crappy cop in Louisiana draws their gun too quick, overreacts, and kills someone, instantly over a million police officers are demonized. Instantly, you have people protesting police officers who haven't done anything. I mean, isn't that exactly what the left condemns us on the right for doing with illegals and Muslims? If you're protesting police officers that have had nothing to do with a police shooting in Cleveland or a police shooting in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, that is no different than me seeing a Muslim walking down the street in my neighborhood. I go up to them and I go, "You make me sick. What your people do makes me sick. Our lives matter." I would probably get arrested. I would probably get arrested for a hate crime. I've got people, I know I got illegals that work in my building. When you're 40 years old and you don't speak English, if you live in this country and you don't speak English, chances are you're an effing illegal. Okay? Sorry. Don't mean to be like over painting with a brush. But I don't go up to my janitor in my building and condemn him for what an illegal did to Kate Steinle. I don't go up to him and go, "I hate all of you. I'm protesting you." I mean, last night, Black Lives Matter people, and it's on video, were taunting police officers while you had their fellow workers dying in a hospital, dying on the street. If you go online, there was countless Twitter people. Just countless. I could go down a list. You know how quick BuzzFeed and how quick the left is there to troll Twitter accounts of people that support Trump or people that support the right who say things that might be offensive to them. And then they post them and they say, "These are the people that support Donald Trump." How many times have we heard that? How many times have we heard that? How many times have we read that? How many times have we seen this on CNN, on NBC? How many times have we seen these people on these shows bringing up Twitter accounts? For heaven's sakes, the whole Star of David Hillary Clinton thing was based on it appearing at some point on a white supremacist website, on a white supremacist Twitter account. So instantly that made Donald Trump a racist. That made what he said an attack on Jews. But yet, here is a whole bunch of Black Lives Matter people saying things like this: "Are we gearing up for war yet? Or do y'all need more reasons to go out and kill some crackers?" That's Shayna. Here's another tweet. "KO, we lynching now. Y'all getting a little too bold now. It's war time." Again, imagine the right and Twitter accounts that are saying this about Muslims. The whole Trump star thing. One of these hack liberal sites even brought up the fact that the Twitter account that this image was posted on had disparaging memes and graphics of Muslims. It had racist memes and graphics about Muslims. There's pages and pages of Black Lives Matter people talking about, wake up, race war is here. Blue Angel says, hashtag Alton Sterling. Hashtag Piedmont Park hanging. Day after day is not a coincidence. It's a warning. We are at war right now. Lives matter. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? These are the tweets that are out there. And now you might say to me, oh, but Rob, is the media going to go and put people's Twitter accounts online? Why would they do? Well, they do it when it pertains to the right or Donald Trump. Yeah, but in this instance, they wouldn't go, oh, okay, I'm sorry. They would only put tweets of positive things, I guess, right? Well, oh, yes, they would. Oh, yes, they would. So if you go to CNN, if you go to CNN, all right, if you go to CNN, they have tweets of positive. Now, again, if this was something that happened with Muslims, and you had Donald Trump or you had the right talking about Islam and things that have to be done, and people put out tweets saying this is a war against the West, they would be all over CNN. They'd be all over MSNBC. They would be all over ABC. They would be everywhere. CNN is only posting, Montel Williams says, if you can't find a way to just simply be an American tonight, something is wrong with you. Here's Aaron, just a random person. How many moments of silence do we have to have until we aren't silent anymore? Rashida Jones says, my heart hurts. Too much death, too much hate. Hug your loved ones tight. Tell them that in the darkest times, we must love even harder. Here's random Patrick McHugh. Sterling didn't deserve to die. Castile didn't deserve to die. Those officers didn't deserve to die. I'm tired of all of this violence. But nobody wants to put up, these KKK MFs really want war. They ain't ready. Piedmont Park hanging. But if this was illegals, if this was Muslims, oh, we'd be having a whole different conversation right now. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'll say it again to all my Republican friends. This is never, ever going to change. It's never, ever going to stop until you get the Koch brothers, until you get Sheldon Adelson, until you get the big money players. Okay? Until you get the big money players to buy networks, to buy newspapers, to buy websites. That is the only way. That is the only way this will ever change. It's the only way. Until then, we will be inundated propaganda from CNN, MSNBC, Don Lemon, Anderson Cooper, Van Jones, the biggest dog whistler in all of cable news. Never ever going to change ever. It's just not. Remember, we're talking about could you imagine? So this is Black Lives Matter. These are Black Lives Matter protests. These are Black Lives Matter rallies. Somebody gets punched in the face. I'm sorry, somebody gets a forearm, a 78-year-old man at a Trump rally. And the person that got the forearm was an individual who was screaming and yelling and telling everybody to F themselves. And we instantly were told all of these violence, all of these incidences, all of these things are because of Trump. They're because of Trump's people. Despicable. Trump is creating this violence. He's ginning up the angry white man. How many times have we heard that? He's reaching out to the angry white voter. All of these Mexicans who are throwing rocks at police officers and burning the American flag are doing it because Donald Trump is a fascist. He's a Hitler. And here you got Black Lives Matter having protests, having their supporters talk about race wars, talking about killing cops. And you haven't heard boo. You haven't heard boo. You haven't heard outrage. Remember the girl at the Trump rally that was getting pelted with eggs, spit on? As far as the media was concerned, she deserved it. She deserved it. of the violence that happens at Trump rallies is because of Trump and because of Trump's people. It's not the people that are committing the act. No, 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 no. Somehow, they're innocent. It's the victim's fault. Amazing. Because you're not going to hear that with Black Lives Matter. You're not going to hear anybody say it's Black Lives Matter's fault. Uh-uh. You're not going to hear anybody. Anybody. Talk about responsibility of the people that organize the Black Lives Matter protests. Not going to hear anybody talk about that. It's not their fault. It's not Obama's fault. It's not Van Jones's fault. It's none of their fault. Why should they be responsible for what one or two of their supporters happened to do at a rally? It was a peaceful rally. It was a peaceful rally. It's not Black Lives Matter's fault. Is never, ever going to change as long as the liberals control the media. It's never going to change. This is going to be constant. This is going to be constant. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if people were killed at a Trump rally? Imagine that. Imagine the outrage is not even the word. Outrage is not, like I said. If you apply everything that the liberals do, if you apply everything that the liberals do, okay, incident after incident, rather it's, hell, Hillary Clinton and her emails, if you take every incident and every situation that liberals are involved with and you flip that, and you put in a conservative policy, or you put in Muslims in place of police, or things of that nature, there would be outrage. There would be condemnation. I'm telling you, I can't even fathom TV, what the media, what the internet, it would probably collectively blow up. It would. It would collectively, if somebody was killed at a Donald Trump rally, television, the internet, and the newspaper business all at once would explode. All at once explode. Dylan Roof killed, what, 8, 9 black people? And we banned Dukes of Hazzard. We banned the Dukes of Hazzard. A Muslim walks into a nightclub and kills 50 people, and you're not allowed to say the word Islam. You're not allowed to say the word Muslim. You're not allowed to say the word jihad. The only thing you're allowed to say is repressed homosexuality. And that's the reason this individual did what he did. He was gay. Somebody was killed at a Trump rally. Forget about it. If there were protests going on against Muslims, forget about it. There was protests going on about illegals, forget about it. If you heard people saying the things that people say about cops, forget about it. Seriously, forget about it. You couldn't do it. Could not do it. I don't know what else to say. It's that over the top. It really is. It's that over the top. It literally is that over the top. People condemn police officers. People condemn police officers. But if you condemn Muslims or you condemn illegals, you're a racist. You're an Islamophobia nut job. It's just amazing. It is. It's just amazing.